I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
How's everybody's weekend? How was yours, Abby?
Mine was pretty good. I for the first time in a long time, I just kind of did nothing. You know, I got like some work done. I binge watched some TV shows and got to watch Pride and Prejudice for like the 3,000th time. So it was pretty relaxing, honestly.
Is that your favorite?
Oh, I love Pride and Prejudice.
Still haven't seen that.
Was that really the one with the zombies?
No. Yeah.
That was the best.
No. It's the 2005 one with Keira Knightley. And the guy from Succession.
I'm not kidding, Bert. There really is a Pride.
Is it really?
Zombies. I'm not making that up.
Seriously.
Yes.
Are you good at doing nothing?
Oh, so good. Yeah. It is. If I could get paid to do anything, it would be to do nothing. I'd be a kajillionaire.
How's your weekend?
It was good. It was good. I flew to Jamaica for my aunt's wedding, my aunt and uncle's wedding.
Did we know that this was in Jamaica? This is what Mo does.
No, don't do that.
did you tell us? Okay.
See, I said, this time I did. Abby told me don't gatekeep my vacations anymore, so I don't. I put it all out there. But it was great. I busted my knee and my ankle, but outside of that, I had a pretty good time.
How'd you do that?
Well, it's a whole story behind it, but basically making fun of my dad.
Okay.
it was instant karma.
Instant.
I made fun of him for being old and then showed how old I was.
How about you, Cass?
It was a great weekend. It was busy for me. I went to Barbie with Abby and Kristen and Rebecca and Katie and some of our Burt's Big Adventure photographers. Awesome movie. My first movie since I've had kids. The first time back to the theater, so almost 4 years. Saturday, we did an awesome backpack event at the station, gave those out. And Sunday was the Burt's Big Adventure reunion.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And then the rest of the time, I was trying to figure out how to put together a couch because we got a new one, which is really exciting. I am so sore and I am so stiff. I refuse to say a couch has gotten the best of me, but my house is in chaos.
Fight it. Just fight it.
I'm weak. At this point, I'm weak and I'm lame.
I was in New York this weekend visiting my mom who has dementia, also busted her hip, and I brought the family up there. Dude, I don't know how you lived up there, man. I swear, 3 days is my max. And we weren't even there 3 days, but there's just so many people in everything runs so fast. I mean, the beautiful thing about New York is you can really get anything you want at any time, but it is going to cost you an arm and a leg also.
Every single time.
Which I learned and fell into two like major tourist traps. One was eating at the hotel, which cost us, there was three of us. And granted, we stayed at a hotel that was nice. I didn't realize it was this nice. It was $240 for breakfast.
What?
For three of us.
Like room service?
No, downstairs. Three of us. Now, I because we had to get, look at this. My mic's already.
Yeah, the universe is disappointed you spent $240 on hotel breakfast.
Yeah, that is insane.
I got no mic.
I guess I didn't fix that.
I think you kept it obvious.
So we had to get over to the Barbie store really quick, so it's not like I could just walk around the street to like one of those bodegas. I mean, we needed to get downstairs, eat, and then get over to American Girl Doll, which was, besides going to see my mom, that was supposed to be the highlight of the trip. the whole thing kind of centered around that. So it was, yeah, $240.
What does $240 get you for breakfast?
Yeah, what's $100 croissant taste like?
Did you chip your veneer on a gold brick?
There was nothing special about it. It was like an omelet. I think my fiance got like oatmeal and some fruit. Eliza doesn't really eat much, so she had toast and bacon. Oh, and that was it, man. It was like a couple of things of juice. They had orange juice, and I had a coffee and a double espresso. $240.
Next time, every single corner has a deli with a bacon, egg, and cheese roll for $5.
We learned that the second day.
Okay.
The first day was expensive. And I also fell into this New York trap also. Those pedicabs, you know, the bicycle things?
Yeah.
Oh.
Where you fit into the back. There's four of you fitting in the back, and you get to, like, drive through the streets of New York City with a driver on it who's on the front of the bicycle, and you're in the back, and he's playing, like, cool New York jams like Alicia Keys, uh-huh. and you're going in and out of traffic, and we're around Times Square, and it was 10 minutes, and it was
$100. $100?
10 minutes, $100.
Yeah, I've never rode one of those.
Was he on a bicycle?
Yeah,
if I'm hauling four people around on a bicycle in New York City, I want to be paid $100.
It was 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
It was 10 minutes. Yep. And he had such a thick accent that when I was negotiating how much we were going to pay, I couldn't quite understand exactly what he was saying. So I didn't want to be rude. So I said, yeah, whatever. And then I got into the cab, the pedicab. And when we got back to the hotel, it was $100. Wow. Literally 10 minutes. It was like two songs.
You spent $400 on breakfast on a 10-minute ride.
New York City got me, man. And they must have heard like Tiffany's southern accent. And they're like, okay, here we go, man. So I don't know how you did it, dude. I don't know how you do that city.
The only way you can live in New York happily is when it's all you know. Once you experience other places, you don't want to go back.
Is that right?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
It's a tough city to live in.
The Burt Show.